Public meetings are being held across the state to receive public input in the process. One of those meetings was held last night in Jonesboro. The water plan kickoff meeting was held at Arkansas State University's Convocation Center. The first meeting was held in Fayetteville, and future meetings will be held in Little Rock and El Dorado after Thanksgiving. Tony Ramek is with the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission.
Well, the water plan, it's the policy that directs all of the other additional policies that relates to water and water issues. The commission is tasked with developing the water plan. This is not the first time the water plan has been developed. This is actually an update to the water plan. The last water plan we had was done in 1990, and obviously there's a lot of changes that's occurred since 1990. The water plan itself takes into account the totality of management of water within the state. And if you think about it, every sector of this state and every person of this state is dependent upon water in some shape, form, or fashion. And so we're trying to update the policy directives for the appropriate management for that. You know, that touches agricultural sectors, industrial, fish and wildlife, just any and everything that happens in this state is centered around water.
A series of meetings will continue over the next year and a half as the water plan continues to be drafted and will be presented to the state legislature in 2014. Ramek tells why a water plan is needed.
You know, we don't own water, and let me qualify about that a little bit. You know, in the state, there's surface waters and groundwater, and we don't own the aquifer. Aquifers run across state lines and political boundaries. The same for rivers. And since we don't own that particular resource solely, we are tasked with making sure that we have good management and conservation to adequately use the resource for the betterment of the citizens for this state.
And Ramek says the water plan covers multiple areas, with the main factor being water usage.
We look at usage, and when we talk about usage, here again, from all sectors and for all types of usage, but then we have to use it as a planning tool for infrastructure and growth and development. In some portions of the state, you know, growth and population is growing pretty rapidly. But in other parts of the state, population is declining. And if you take a look at infrastructure, water systems, water lines, water distribution, you know, there's a cost to that. And where places where population is increasing, they have the base to sustain and to upgrade their systems. But in other areas, it's losing population. They don't necessarily have the base, the population base, to sustain it. Well, what do you do? Do you say, okay, let's just forget about it and just leave it and let it dilapidate? I don't think that's proper. We just have to look at the viable resources that we have.
And he tells about other factors that are considered.
We have to look at if it's viable to sustain it, what other uses may be tied to that particular system. And then is it creating a detriment to the resource itself? That's just one small facet. You can take that and extrapolate it out to agriculture, the use of agriculture. And, you know, in some areas of the state, we have groundwater decline. We have pumped the aquifers, so we're losing the groundwater. We're not recharging quite as fast. Does that mean we stop agriculture in the state? Well, certainly not. You know, that's one of the largest, if not the largest, you know, economic factors we have in the state. So we're not trying to reduce anything. We're trying to use proper management and conservation and just using science-based products to try to get the most out of the resource we can, and want to make sure that we're being good stewards and it's sustainable for not only for us, but for generations to come.
The Arkansas Natural Resources Commission will hold more meetings in May 2013 on existing and future water use. In the fall of 2013, meetings will focus on quantifying available water supplies to meet existing and future water use. And in the spring of 2014, the final set of public meetings will focus on development of water resource solutions and recommendations. Ramek says the public's involvement is very important in the drafting of the 2014 water plan.
Utmost and foremost, we need input from the public. You know, there a lot of times agencies, it's said that agencies or organizations or government makes all the decisions. And we're not trying to do that. What we want to do is have input from the public. This process, we want open and very transparent. You know, what we're trying to do is make sure that we develop a plan, that we draw consensus from all sectors of the public. You know, I don't think that we're going to have a plan, as with most things, that everyone will be in 100% agreement with all aspects, but we certainly want consensus of the plan, and because it is the overarching document that will guide policy in the state. We're trying to make the plan also adaptive. The last plan, like I said, was updated in 1990, a long time ago, and we can't wait that long again. You know, ANRC recognized that we needed to update the plan. Additionally, with the Speaker of the House, Representative Moore, and also John Edwards was appointed from to lead the charge on getting the water plan updated. And this time, as we go through the process, we want it to be an adaptive process, and we certainly want to revisit the plan pretty frequently, more frequently, and hopefully somewhere on a five-year interval.
And Ramick says the goal is to have the Arkansas Water Plan finalized and put before the state legislature in November 2014 for future rulemaking. Ramick says the water plan is important in light of extreme weather the state has endured the past couple of years.
The drought is what's made the headlines, and certainly so. But, you know, also you can take the same period that we've been dealing with drought, and just a few months previous, we were dealing with flooding. And the water plan takes into account all those things. Water plan deals with not only quantity issues, but quality. And we want to make sure that we have policies that can address when we don't have sufficient amount of water, when we're in drought conditions. But at the same time, we need to make sure we have management in place and we have procedures in place to deal when we have an excess or flooding. And we just want to make sure that we can holistically manage water in this state.
And it's Tony Ramick. More information and public input on the state's water plan can be found at www.arnc.arkansas.gov.